Up till now, it has been smooth sailing. On this voyage I've been on with you, but it's getting darker. It's gonna be rough weather. I don't know if I'm ready to handle it the way you want me to. I don't want to take my eyes off you, but I'm afraid I will. Winds are blowing, waves are crashing too. Hold me till they're still. Hold me. Even now, as the waves crash round me, calm the fears that are raging deep in my soul. Show me how to trust in you completely. You're all I've got, all I can count on. Hold me more, don't let go. Don't let go, because I don't wanna take my eyes off you, but I'm afraid I will. Winds are blowing, waves are crashing too. Hold me to the still. Hold me warm. I know you're teaching me to walk on water, but lately these steps I'm taking are getting harder. They're getting harder, Lord. I don't want to take my eyes off you, but I'm afraid I will. Winds are blowing, waves are crashing too. Hold me to the still. Hold me, Lord.
I was 32 years old when I gave my life to the Lord and became a Christian, and so I got a pretty late start in my walk with Him. And one of the excuses that I used to use in my own mind to justify not pursuing God was, how can you believe in a God that you can't see? You know, I thought, if He'll show Himself to me, and I don't know if I was expecting a personal appearance and a personal invitation or what, but I would think, if He'll show Himself to me, then I'll become a Christian. And at that time, I didn't have any clue how much importance God puts in faith. But once I did become a Christian through a whole different set of circumstances and started studying the Bible, I read in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, that God had already wiped out that excuse. That one was covered. He says, Paul says in Romans 1, 20, "For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse." So God had that angle covered already, and I would have had no leg to stand on if I had left this world without Him. So I wrote the song, "I've Seen Him," that maybe will trigger in some people's hearts and lives that aren't seeking God's face and aren't Christians, that there may be something to this stuff, and I'd better look into it. And once they start reading God's Word, the power of the Word will get a hold of their lives.
A fool alone will tell you that there's no God. All the while too busy to see what God has done. The witness of creation is enough to prove sunrise. I've seen him in the rain. I've seen him in the laughter as little children play. I've seen him in the soldier gave his life to save a friend. Don't tell me that there's no God. I've seen him. I've seen him in the spirit of those who walk by faith. I've seen him in the answered prayer when there was no other way. I've seen him in the perfect plan to save us from our sin. Don't tell me that there's no God. I've seen him. I've seen him in a sunrise. I've seen him in the rain. I've seen him in the laughter as little children play. I've seen him in the soldier who gave his life to save a friend. Don't tell me that there's no God. I've seen him. Don't tell me that there's no God. I've seen him. A fool alone will tell you that there's no God. All the while too busy to see what God